Dr. Pinsky dictating a female, I'm sorry, a male IME on January 26th regarding Frank Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Frank Watkins is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/23/21. Appeared at that time, concrete slammed on his right forearm by another employee. Appeared he was seen at Inspira Health emergently. Appeared despite this and further evaluation, he describes his final diagnosis to be, quote, nothing wrong, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph for the treatment records supplied, he was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 4/26/21. Period. He stated a piece of concrete fell onto his right forearm 3 days ago. Period. He denies paresthesia as a weakness. Period. He had no pain in the elbow, wrist, or hand, but had pain diffusely in the forearm. Period. He underwent x-rays to be inserted. Period. Clinical exam found tenderness about the right forearm, although there was no swelling, edema, deformity, or lacerations. Period. He was then treated and released in a splint. Period. New paragraph on 5/13/21. He had an MRI of the right wrist at the referral of Denise McCarthy. Period. That same day, he had an MRI of the right forearm ordered by the same provider to be inserted. Period. On 5/14/21, he had an MRI of the right elbow to be inserted. Kidney paragraph. Dr. Sarkos performed hand specialist consultation on 5/27/21. Period. He noted the petitioner had been seen at WorkNet after the emergency room who ordered the aforementioned MRIs. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with crush injury of the right forearm. Period. His x-rays and MRIs were reviewed, showing no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. Physical exam and subject to complaints are consistent with a contusion. Period. He authorized the petitioner to discontinue his splint and begin formal physical therapy with an occupational therapist. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos 3/7/1/21 when he was doing extremely well and cleared to return to work and all activities of daily living with no restrictions. Period. Dr. Sarkos discharged him from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he focused on his dissatisfaction from the outset. Period. He stated he saw a, quote, friend, end quote, who didn't like the bump on his arm. Period. He kept asserting that he just wants to work, but has difficulty doing so. Period. He exclaimed to this evaluator, quote, you are insurance doctor, and I want this crap to get done. Period. End quote. Extremities upper, he would not appropriately gown and simply rolled up his sleeves. Period. There was a faint linear scar about the right forearm, although this would not match with the absence of laceration. Period. Motion of the elbows was variable. Period. On the right, it was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion, and on the left, from 105 to 100. Motion of the right elbow was variable. Period. Flexion on the right was between 100 130 degrees. Paired on the left, it was between 105 and 130 degrees. Paired right wrist extension was full with a crepitus but elicited a tenderness. Paired motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres with a crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Paired right wrist flexion elicited tingling in that hand. Paired he had non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the right forearm. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal, cervical, normal, impressions on 4/23/21. Frank Watkins was struck about the right forearm by a piece of concrete. Paired, he did not seek medical treatment until presenting to the emergency room 3 days later on 4/26/21. Paired, there were no outward signs of trauma such as abrasion, laceration, or swelling. Paired, he was treated and released with negative x-rays. Paired, he apparently then was seen at WorkNet, who sent him for MRI studies. Paired, these were all unremarkable for acute osseous pathology. Paired, Mr. Watkins followed up with Dr. Sarkos for hand specialist consultation. Paired, treatment with him ran through 7/1/21. Paired, he was thought to be doing extremely well at that juncture. Paired, his exam was benign, and he was cleared to return to full unrestricted activities, both at home and at work. Paired, new paragraph, the petitioner is currently disgruntled about his injury and the handling of it. Paired, he asserts that they would not hire him back, and he's been out of work since the time of the accident. Paired, he does continue to smoke tobacco as he has for the last 30 years. Paired, he uses ibuprofen on an as-needed basis for discomfort. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination was benign overall, save for some non-physiologic responses. Paired, there was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the right forearm. Paired, motion of each elbow was variable but could be coaxed into full in both extension and flexion. Paired, bilateral supination and pronation were full. Paired, provocative maneuvers about the right arm, elbow, wrist, and hand were negative. Paired, he mouthed off from the outset, complaining that this evaluator was the insurance doctor. Paired, we did measure circumferences at the level of where his, quote, bulge, end quote, was on the right forearm. Paired, nevertheless, the circumference at this level was the same on the right and left. Paired, this reflects the absence of a bulge about which his friends were unhappy. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm or hand. Paired, and